Space Cadets, set your auto guidance to warp 3 and your phasers to stun, because it's time for Azort Starbolt Space Android. As you remember from our last action-packed and non-existent episode, Azort and his faithful though somewhat insipid sidekick, Watt, were stranded in deep inverse space in a derelict Andromedan war cruiser, losing pressure quickly and spiraling closer and closer to a dangerously unstable giant red star. Let's join them now as they shop for groceries.
That's 25 pounds of Xandos dwarf meat, some canned hydrogen, a 6-pack of Silidocian power capsules, and a 3D guide. Will there be anything else?
Yeah, some of that there 3-in-1 oil will go down kind of nice. No, the double strength stuff. Make it 2.
That will be 700 universal credits, please.
I will pay in Trollian Mesmer notes.
Oh, I love to look at them.
We've got stamps, too.
By the way, sir, may I interest you in some of our upstairs facilities?
Hee-hee, wink-wink.
Shut up, what? Got anything I'd be interested in?
Oh, androids are big this year. We've got the cutest little home entertainment console and rug shampooer that crosses wires like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, that sounds kind of like...
Meanwhile, somewhere in the ectoplasmic meteor fields, a terrifying plot unfolds.
Where?
Well, I think he said protoplastic batball fields.
No, I'm sure it was something about spastic mental wheels or something.
Oh, come on, spastic mental. That's stupid. You must have the ears of a pendril lava dweller.
Well, you ain't no Meruvian sea enchantress yourself.
Listen, I did not come halfway across the star chart to have some groat lizard hurl insults.
Well, if I thought that was the way you felt about it, I wouldn't...
Meanwhile, somewhere in the ectoplasmic meteor fields, a terrifying plot unfolds.
Commander Transfor, I'm glad you could make it.
Yes, Balfod, but I'd like to know what all this secrecy is about. My chauffeur ship just about blew its transistors following the crazy back warps to get into this little hideaway.
I assure you, sir, for the plan I have in mind, all secrecy is of the utmost importance.
If this is one of your crazy stunts to enslave the known universe, Balfod, you can count me and the entire Federation of Mutants out.
Dear me, Commander, do not be so rash. Admittedly, I have overstepped my powers before.
Ha! And Azort Starbolt has always quickly brought you to justice.
Yes, Starbolt, that aggravating android. He fits right into my plan.
What are you scheming, Balfod?
I'm going to turn every star in the Milky Way galaxy into cottage cheese.
You're mad.
Am I? What about this?
Why, it's a bowl of cottage cheese.
Taste it.
Why, it is a bowl of cottage cheese. Balfod, you can count me in, and the Federation, too. If what you say is true, we'll be the most powerful and well-fed Starfleet in this time-space continuum.
What? It was time we were running along, eh, what? What?
What?
What? What?
Who, me?
Any confusion caused by the last few lines can be cleared up by the fact that Azort Starbolt's lovable 3-foot-tall sidekick is named Watt. For a short biography, Professor Bangor Kane from the University of Thaumaturge.
Right. Watt was born approximately the hour 5255678 universal pulsar time to average amputee parents of the race of Laughs. The Laugh race is peculiar to the Grain Ram star system, and a typical Laugh is about 3 feet tall, with hairy feet and a warped sense of humor. At the age of 8, he developed the odd habit of leaping off tall buildings, and later enrolled in that planet's only educational course, plastic furniture. Later, he exhibited a strong desire for space and met Azolt Starbolt when he fell upon him from a tall building. Azolt then and there decided to take Watt on his next adventure with him, partially because the last hand was lodged in his knee joint. Later, they became inseparable companions.
Anyway, it's time we were moving on to another thrilling adventure, Watt.
You are so right again, righto, Azort. We sure did make a mess of that stupid... Hey, what's going on?
Everything's fading. It's fading.
Hey, man, what happened? And where are we?
By the horns of Belfod the Nebulous. We're back where we're supposed to be.
You mean?
Right. We're in...
deep inverspace in a derelict Andromedan war cruiser, losing pressure quickly and spiraling closer and closer to a dangerously unstable giant red star.
Oh, wow, I'm burning up. Turn on the air conditioner.
Too late for that, little buddy. It looks like the end of the road. Or orbit, I should say. Gravity's played around long enough. It looks like we're going in!
What has happened to the metallic master and his diminutive friend? Will Belfod succeed and turn the Milky Way into the health food way? Does Watt like cottage cheese? Will Azort ever see Susan the Rug Shampooer again? For answers to only a couple of these questions, tune in next week when we bring you the next episode of... Azort Starbolt, Space Android.